Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. Vermont farm stands have probably been around for about as long as Vermont farms, but you're now likely to find a wide array of items beyond just fresh vegetables. Things like coho salmon, ice cream, artisan cheeses at these stands. Hannah Palmer Egan is a food writer for 7 Days. She's been out visiting some of the state's farm stands and is here to tell us about them. Hannah, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Thanks for having me.
How does this new breed of farm stands compare to the old guard?
So, you know, back in the day, a farm stand was generally like some old grandpa's stand by the mailbox on the side of the road. And maybe there was like a coffee can with a hole in it and you'd stick the money in and you'd take a half a dozen ears of corn or something like that. You know, and some farms would have them too, so you could get veggies when they were in season or maybe milk or something like that way back in the day. But a lot of the farm stands that are coming out of younger farms now have like all this really fun, interesting, delicious stuff. So you'll find baked goods or you'll find things from other farms. So they'll partner with, say it's a vegetable farm and they're a dairy farm. They'll partner with, so they'll sell their dairy out of the refrigerator case or whatever. But then they'll also partner with another farm to bring in fresh vegetables or a local fisherman to bring in fish or a local bakery to bring in baked goods or prepared foods. So you can really get a whole variety of great things at just a regular roadside farm stand. It's pretty fun.
All right, let's visit a few. The farm stand at Pebblebrook Farm in Braintree is interesting because of its location and its growth.
Sure. So that farm stand is in an old sort of 19th century barn, which is on the farm, which the couple who owns the farm just bought recently a couple years ago. So the farm stand itself is in this old horse stall, and you walk in, you kind of open the door to the horse stall, and it still smells like a horse stall, but in a really good, you know, that kind of sweet smell that horses has, not in like a icky, gross, don't want to eat in there kind of way.
Gotcha.
The owner, one of the owners of that farm also owns Black Crim Tavern in Randolph, which is this wonderful little restaurant. And so she prepares, you know, pies and breads and salad dressings. This year they're adding a salad bar so you can go and they'll pick the greens in the morning and they'll put them in the salad bar. And then you've got dressings there and kind of accoutrement to put on your salad so you can get a salad to go.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Hannah Palmer Egan, a food writer for 7 Days. We're talking about farm stands around Vermont. Hannah, I think I'd like to travel to my farmer's market. That's in South Reigate. And I want to go there just to try something called the Boston Cream Cupcakes. What else will someone find when they go to this converted one-room schoolhouse?
Just to back up just a little bit, but it's not a farm stand in the sense that it's on the farm, one particular farm, but farmers do run it. But it's a consortium of local farmers and kind of food artisans and artisans in general, artists, craftspeople that live in the area that kind of collaborate to run this place. So every person that sells things out of the stand works one shift a week. So you can find so many great things there. There's like beautiful stoneware pottery. There are cheeses from Kareem Farm in Reigate. There are meats from a variety of different farms. You can get fresh roasted coffee beans from Upper Valley Coffee Roasters. There's a whole kind of cold closet. It's not really a walk-in cooler, but it operates as one. But the day that I went was back in, I think, early May. They had fiddleheads and all these prepared foods from areas. And Reigate's right near the New Hampshire border. So there's a lot of prepared foods from this company over in Woodsville, New Hampshire, that makes quiches and baked goods. And I mean, there's got to be, I would say, probably 15 or 20 at least vendors there.
Boy, it sounds like an ongoing farmer's market almost.
Yeah, it really is. And that's what the woman who runs the place, I kind of asked her, do you call this a farm stand? She's like, it's really more of a market, but it is kind of a farm stand. So that one was a little bit of an oddball to get in there, but it's just such a cool place that I really wanted to include it in the story.
Well, it is similar to Bread and Butter Farm in Shelburne, because they've got a lot of things going on, more than your average farm stand as well.
Yeah, so they do these great burger nights all summer long. It's kind of a mob scene. I mean, it gets really crazy. There's very, very popular burger nights. They have classes, music classes and yoga for little kids. They do all sorts of things. They, up until Henry's Dairy, I don't know if you've heard, but it's closing. They announced via Facebook last weekend. But you could get milk from Henry's Dairy. I mean, you could get all sorts of, you know, baked goods, coffee. They have full espresso service there.
I know people who kind of use the Bread and Butter Farm as a place they stop in, like a regular grocery store.
Yeah, and a lot of these places are kind of like that. That's sort of how Golden Well Farm and Apiaries down in New Haven is like that as well. You can go in, you can get, they have their own Apis honey kombucha on tap, which they brew on the farm. You can get your vegetables. Maybe you're a CSA member, so you can go and pick up your CSA on whatever CSA pickup day is, and then take a yoga class. They have yoga as well. They do spiritual retreats, but they also have milk from Family Cow Farm Stand, which is another one that we featured in this piece. You can kind of do like a little mini grocery shop at a lot of these places.
And generally, how often and through what parts of the year are these stands open?
It really depends. Some of them, you know, Bread and Butter and Golden Well are both open year-round. Family Cow is open year-round over in Hinesburg. Some of them, my farmer's market, I believe, is transitioning to being open year-round. So a lot of them are there all the time. The hours will change by the season and depending on what they have available. Some of them, like Pebble Brook over in Braintree, is only open, you know, kind of like May through October or November, you know, May through maybe Thanksgiving at the very latest.
Still, but that's pretty long for a farm stand.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, people with season extension now, people have greenhouses. You can start getting, you know, the fresh spring greens. Maybe you have chickens or meats of various kinds that you can kind of hold on to for the whole year. So they've, at this point, there's really lots of great fresh stuff available all the time.
Hannah Palmer Egan is a food writer for 7 Days. I want to thank you for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here.